Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with the CEO of the Welcome Mat Franchise Opportunity, Brian Mattingly. And Welcome Mat Services has developed an innovative concept that combines digital and print marketing to provide local businesses access to new loyal customers in their local communities. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the CEO of the Welcome Mat Franchise Opportunity, Brian Mattingly. And Welcome Mat Services has developed an innovative concept that combines digital and print marketing to provide local businesses access to new, loyal customers in their local communities. Hey, Brian, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Marty. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well today. Thanks, Brian. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from an area of Atlanta called Buckhead.
Okay, good.
So down in the southeast.
That's fantastic. Is that where your headquarters is actually located, Brian?
That's correct.
It is. Okay, fantastic. You have, I was reading before the show a little bit of your resume, your background. You have an interesting background. Could you tell our guest what you were doing before starting Welcome Mat Services?
Right. So we started Welcome Mat Services back in 2003,
mm-hmm.
and prior to starting the company, I was working, I'm one of the founders, I was working in software. I was helping big multinational companies help utilize software to dive into their data of their best
mm-hmm.
customers so they can learn more about them and find more of them. So essentially, software platforms that dived into data warehousing, as technical
right.
as that sounds.
Right, right. That's interesting. And I'm sure, you know, I guess all that experience that you had, you know, with all, you know, you kind of applied to what you're doing now. Company has an interesting history. Could you talk a little bit about the history of the organization?
Well, and you just hit on a great point. I think, you know, so we started in 2003, and while we were helping these large organizations understand who their customers were and plan
mm-hmm.
stores, take a, you know, a big box, you know, hardware store, for example, you know, what we were seeing back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and this was across the United States, we were seeing a lot of the small businesses get run out of town when these
yeah.
big box retailers were coming into these various communities.
Yeah.
And so we said to ourselves, you know, we knew software, we knew how to code, and we knew automation. We said, how can we help the local business operator in a place like Princeton, New Jersey, you know, compete on some level and become a smarter marketer and a better business person, and give them access to some of the tools that these big companies had access to. So that was really
right.
kind of our mantra and our MO, and that's what led us to starting Welcome Mat, was to help small business owners think bigger.
That's fantastic. How do you, if you guys were at a franchise show, Brian, and someone came up to your booth and said, you know, so what do you guys do? Where do you typically go from there?
Well, that's a really good question. And obviously, we get asked that in a lot of different ways every day. And you know,
mm-hmm.
what I say from a franchise perspective is, you know, we built a solution that helps connect new families moving into a community with local businesses in that community. From a franchise standpoint, we've built you know, technology, and we have a couple patents that help our franchisees, you know, perform this service and provide this service in their own community. So it's more of a home-based, recurring revenue, you know, low investment model that utilizes someone's sales and marketing and potentially real estate skill set.
It's such a great market, I mean, to go after. You know, I mean, of course, and you thought of this, of course, you know, if you think about it, but I'm a marketing professor at Kaplan University.
Right.
And, you know, there's no loyalty. When we moved out here to Pennsylvania, Brian, it's actually 7 years now.
Right, wow.
You know, we're still using the same pizza place that, you know, we probably got, I guess you say, our first coupon with, or the same cleaners, you know. But so it is. It's such a lucrative market to go after, isn't it?
Right, it is. And a couple things on that. You know, I think that you know, there was just actually a couple of weeks, or maybe it's about a month ago now, there's a book that came out, you might be interested in this, about habits. It's by a guy named Charles Duhigg. And it talks about two major times in people's lives when they're really susceptible to making change.
Right.
And obviously moving is such a big thing in someone's life
yeah.
that they're willing to change brands and change habits. And whether you move from, you know, Atlanta to Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
or whether you move from you know, King of Prussia to Malvern, which is just not too far, you're still in that opportunity for a local business or any business to change your habits. So, you know, us finding things when we move and being that, you know, open book as far as being able to provide loyalty is a big deal. And I tell you what, truthfully, and you know this too, you know, with the recession over the past several years and the
yeah.
whole trend of discounting and deals and things like that, what's happened is it's much harder to find that loyal customer than it ever has been. Because, you know, people are deal seekers now. And so for a local business to make a relationship with someone like my wife, Michelle, and I and our two kids when we move to a new area can
mm-hmm.
be really lucrative over the next 6 years for them, because if they build that relationship early, they keep us, and it's not about discounting. It's about, you know, finding that great pizza restaurant like you mentioned.
How big is your industry, Brian? I'm not sure, you know, if you fall into different industries, but are there any numbers as far as how big your industry actually is?
Yeah, the local advertising spend, it was reported, I think, last year from by Bloomberg, that the local advertising spend is a $133 billion market.
Yeah, it's
so
incredible.
You know, we have Facebook coming up on an IPO, and we've got, you know,
yeah.
Yelp just went public and those kind of
right.
things. So the marketplace right now, it's huge and it's super dynamic. And there's a lot of things going on. So it's a really exciting place for us to be in. And because we do focus in on that loyalty and our franchisees offer a solution that's, you know, deals with loyalty, you know, that's really what local businesses and all businesses are looking for right now, because it is so hard to find.
Absolutely. So you started the company, I guess it was in 2003. Has there been anything that has stood out? I mean, as far as, like, what's been, like, the most interesting thing that's happened to you?
You know, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of different. There's pivotal moments when you in the company's maturity phases that certainly stand out. You know, I mean, first when you start any company and you create a product, you hope it works. You know, you take it to the marketplace, and we certainly, you know, we built a model, and in 2003 we took it out there, and people started buying it. Local business started seeing the value, and then the new people started responding, and so we went through, and then we proved we could open different markets. You know, whether it's a tier one city like Atlanta or a tier two city like Charlotte, North Carolina. We've opened 12 markets corporately before we even thought about franchising. So we really wanted to take the time to learn the business.
Right.
And then, you know, just last year when we started franchising, we turned our whole focus to – it's almost like starting a new company to helping, you know, entrepreneurs build businesses.
Right.
And so, you know, those are all the definitely the interesting points, and there's several more. I mean, I could go on for a long time about all the different things that happened in our progression for the past decade, but we're really in such a great place right now. We think the franchise, you know, helping people, you know, set up businesses in their local communities and helping them, you know, create cash flow and equity for themselves, particularly with the, you know, what's happened in with the unemployment and so forth, it's really a great opportunity for us, and we're having such a blast with it.
Yeah, absolutely. What types of characteristics do you look for then in your franchise partners, Brian?
You know, it's we've been doing this for 10 years corporately. So we set up, you know, we opened, like I said, 12 markets corporately with corporate employees, and we studied those employees. In fact, we used a company out of New Jersey called Caliper to study what the characteristics were that made the best territory developers at Welcome At. So we studied our team for many years to find out, you know, what are the common attributes of someone who can be successful and people that aren't successful, you know, what does that look like too? So we could actually build a profile of the, you know, the Welcome At franchisee, the person that's most likely to succeed in starting their business. And we found that, you know, obviously sales acumen is huge for us. We're out building and networking and building relationships with local businesses in our communities all across the United States. Our franchisees are. Some marketing savvy is always nice. Someone, you know, who's got the marketing background and can talk about demographics and can talk about the value of someone changing habits and certainly different aspects of marketing. And understanding local business marketing is good. Not always, it's not a mandatory, but that's a nice plus. And to be honest, with the real estate market falling out over the, you know, past several years, realtors have popped up as potential, you know, great franchisees for us because they understand the community, they understand selling, and you know, they're really involved. So those types of things show up. And furthermore, you know, we have a couple of our franchisees are actual couples that made the transformation from corporate America to working together as a couple in building their Welcome At Services franchise. And that's been a really interesting a platform to look at, and it's been a great one for us. We think, you know, one partner may have, you know, a skill set in some area, the other one could offset them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess it would make a good, you know, as you say, husband-wife kind of franchise. You know, I think there's a lot of franchises out there that have that, you know, that could fit that category. So it's interesting. What I liked about your franchise, too, is it's not, you know, an expensive franchise to get into. You know, I mean, we don't have to spend, you know, a lot of times we have guests on the show, you know, $700,000, $1 million, you know, to get into a particular opportunity. That's not the case with Welcome At, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, so we've been doing it for so long. We built a lot of systems that we actually give our franchisees access to. And, you know, to get into the Welcome At franchise, our franchise fee is $35,000. And so it's really a low cost. I think our, you know, being home-based, you know, with the, you know, so not having to set up an office or brick and mortar is always a benefit. You know, and so, yeah, it's definitely low cost in the spectrum, and we'd like to think, you know, that quickly people can, you know, begin building equity in it because there's not a lot of, you know, monthly overhead they have to deal with and so forth.
Absolutely. So once you decide that, you know, someone's a good match for your franchise, Brian, what happens after that? I mean, and they decide that they want to go forward and become a franchisee to the system. What's the training like after that?
The training is, you know, like I said, we've been focused on doing this for so long. Our training is really just a culmination of everything we've learned over the past decade, and it's a week-long training at our corporate headquarters in Atlanta, and then there's some field training beyond that actually in the local market where the franchisee was awarded their franchise. So we send someone out to their area and work with them in a day-to-day perspective. And help them, you know, set up their business. So it's a lot of sales training. It's a lot of back office training. It's about a lot of learning the systems and processes that we've created for their success. So it's really buttoned up, I believe, and I think anybody that's coming out of training class has said, wow, you know, I think that I'm ready, and you know, the field training, you know, is just a compliment to that.
That's great. So what's a typical day like, I guess, as a welcome mat franchisee, Brian? How would you describe that from, like, the morning from morning time till, I guess you could say, the end of the day when the franchisee goes home?
Well, funny you should ask, because I just spent a day in the field last week. In fact, last Tuesday. So I can tell you what we did. You know, we spent we got up and we got our coffee, and we set up our agenda for the day. We had three meetings, and it's so dynamic at Welcome Mat. You know, we met with a hardware store, we met with a bicycle shop, and then we had a corporate meeting with a big restaurant group in this city. So we had to, you know, with the bicycle shop, we're talking over sprockets, and, you know, with the corporate meeting, we're sitting in a boardroom at the hardware store across the counter. So we're dealing with all kinds of different people. You know, so we set up those meetings. We had some, and we went and had those meetings, and we had some follow-up work. We popped in on some clients and talked to them about some of their local marketing. In fact, you know, one of the clients, we're known to get some of our restaurant clients like to buy us lunch or treat us to something, so
right.
You know, we get a snack here and there. So it's just a lot of fun, and it does take someone that's dynamic. Our franchisees are certainly dynamic because they're talking to different personalities, and they really do enjoy, you know, learning about these different entrepreneurs that they're dealing with and they're working with in their community. So it's really a fun day. Being out in the field is really exciting, and it's really different. You know, someone who's been sitting in a corporate environment for 20 years, this can be a blast, I believe.
I bet. I mean, it's just interesting, you know, just describing that scenario, Ryan, you know, of dealing with, like, as you say, like a bike shop and a hardware store, and then sitting in a boardroom, you know, to have that diversity, I think every single day, you know, it certainly, I think, adds to the franchise. You know, it keeps things fresh, and as you say, you're dealing with different personalities, and that I think that must be interesting for the franchisees.
You're absolutely right, and to add to that, and beyond that, so at the end of that day, we actually went to a chamber networking event. You know, so then we meet more people. So you're absolutely right. I think it does keep it fresh, and I think it does keep it exciting. And it does, you know, you keep learning. One of the things that our franchise team always mentions to me, we just had our annual convention a couple of weeks back, and they said, you know, I learned so much about business because I talked to so many different types of business owners that have started their companies. And so I love learning, and that's something they all tell me. And that, like you said, it's fun, and it's exciting for sure.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So, you've been doing this for a while now, you know, and the majority of our listeners, we call them like aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they have their mind set on that they want to buy a franchise, but there's just so many franchises out there today. I think a lot of them just don't know where to begin. What advice would you give them, Brian, in their quest to buy a franchise or research a franchise?
Wow, you know, that's a really great question. It's a really difficult question too.
Mm-hmm,
I think
it is.
You know, looking inside and what are your strengths as the budding entrepreneur? What are you good at, and what do you enjoy doing? And trying to find that first match. And once you get that short list of brands that potentially could, you know, your skill set could add value to, then really trying to dig in underneath. You know, talking to the franchisees of that concept. How involved is the franchisor? I mean, there's some franchisors that aren't involved, and there's some that are super involved. And what level do you want, and what level of support do you get? How are the processes built? What makes the franchise different? What's your competitive advantage in the field as a franchisee? Do you have patents that you have access to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an R&D department that's supporting you? Are the franchisees happy as you're talking to them? Are they making money? Or, you know, does this, you know, one of the things that I like to look at it, if I was, you know, someone who was buying a franchise, is, you know, one of the documents that the government asks you to provide is a franchise disclosure document, and there's some financial information in there normally. So, you know, running a little pro forma, just even a one pager, to say, can this opportunity help me make the kind of money I need to make for my family? And really getting an understanding of that. And then, you know, once all that due diligence has happened, actually, you know, sitting down with the franchise team. I think most franchisors across the nation or across the globe, in fact, invite potential franchisees in to meet with them. It's called we call it a discovery day here.
Right, right.
But understand the culture. You know, what is this team like? Does this fit me? You know, and we as a franchisor, we look at it as an interview, because, you know, not everybody is a great fit for us. And we certainly want people that fit our profile and fit our culture. And I think the same thing holds true for that prospective franchise buyer. You know, they're creating a business partnership, and they want to find someone that's going to support them and you know, fit the culture and mindset that they have, I think. So there's a lot to that. I could keep going on, and I know it's long.
No, and it's great advice. Absolutely. It certainly is well said. Where do you see yourself, I guess you could say, welcome at 5 years down the road, Brian?
Oh, we're in such an exciting time. Well, so just backing up, and I'll take you through that. So we started franchising. We started the company in 2003. We really started franchising last year. We set up 6 franchises at the end of last year. We just set up 3 new ones over the past, I don't know, 30 days here. In different markets, we've just headed out to – we're based in the Southeast, and we're finally now in the on the West Coast, and we're big in the Midwest. So we're really working hard to find those right franchisees and set up these right platforms and systems for our franchisees in various markets. We're also, you know, working on some new technology for our franchisees as far as new offerings, the deal in the mobile space. So, you know, we anticipate opening over 100 franchises in the next 4 years across the United States. And the other thing about it, being an up-and-coming franchisor like us, a lot of the great markets in the U.S. are available.
Are open, right.
Yeah, you don't always find that. So we're in an exciting, you know, growth phase. We actually went out and raised money a couple of years back to launch our franchise concept. We have we raised capital to go nationwide. So, you know, we've gotten a lot of affirmation on our platform. And our franchisees will speak to that today, which is great. So we have great validation. In fact, we just had our first franchisee buy his second unit after 6 months.
Great.
So the real validation is coming in. So we anticipate, you know, rolling out some new technology for our franchisees after some testing. And, of course, you know, our plan is to open up over 100 units across the nation.
That's great. I think it's also great that, you know, they still get to talk to, you know, guys like yourself. You know, I mean, sometimes we, you know, Don and I joke around on the show that, you know, with like a franchise like Subway or McDonald's, you say you wonder sometimes, like, I understand that they'll be referred to as like franchisee number 10,299, you know, and
right.
You know, so it's nice to have that opportunity to be able to, you know, speak to the presidents and the CEOs and the founders of the company. I think you don't always get that opportunity, do you?
I think, you know, that's really well said, and my hope is, and I love to coach, and you probably sense that with the way we're talking, but I love to coach and train and teach, and I know that the units that we're setting up now that are close, you know, really close knit with corporate here and the CEO level and so forth, you know, hopefully the information is being put into their heads, and they can be the next coach and trainer, you know, and help the franchise grow. And so you're absolutely right. There's something neat to be involved, you know, in a smaller family, and then taking that information and helping other franchisees. Our franchisees actually help each other out a lot, which is really neat too. I think we've created a pretty cohesive model where they're talking to each other and being involved with each other and learning from each other. So.
Yeah, and I think that's fun, too, you know, to have that opportunity. You know, I mean, there are, you know, you look back at the history of franchising and you see, like, a lot of great ideas have sometimes come from the franchisees, you know, and
sure.
I think it's great that, you know, I suspect probably over time there's going to be some fantastic ideas that come from your franchisees that you incorporate into the system over time as well, you know, so they
right.
still have that opportunity where you don't sometimes get that with a lot of the bigger systems that are out there, do you?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I think that's really well said, Marty.
That's fantastic. So what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Brian? Any websites they can go to? Any numbers they should call?
Sure. They can certainly go to our website at welcomematservices.com. That's a great place to start, and they can get into our franchise link. And all our contact information is in there. They can look us up on YouTube and look up Welcome Mat Services, and they can find some videos of our franchisees talking about the Welcome Mat platform. And that's probably a great place to start in a due diligence type scenario.
Yeah, you guys have been getting some great publicity, too. I mean, I recall seeing you on, I don't know if it was a CNN or MSNBC. I know one of them is where I saw you, you know. And so I think you guys have gotten a lot of great press out there as well, haven't you?
That's right. We were just featured in USA Today a couple of weeks ago. We were on CNBC. You know, they were pinning us up against Groupon, which is always a nice thing.
That's great.
So, yeah, and I appreciate you recognize that.
Absolutely. It was great having you on the show, Brian, and we'd love to, you know, already invite you guys back towards the end of the year or the beginning of next year as you guys continue to grow.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate talking to you today.
It's our pleasure, Brian. You have a great day today, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274. 508-2274.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Franchise Interviews has been hosting Franchise Interviews for almost 6 years now and almost 300 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Art Cole, who is the president of Alpha Graphics, and Art has a wonderful quote. He says that franchising is one of the greatest inventions for small business, and he kind of expands why, so here we go.
Fantastic program. I mean, when I saw it, I thought this was very exciting for you guys, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch. And I mean, it sounds like your franchise partners are certainly going to appreciate something like this. And I guess that's the benefit of getting into franchising as well, isn't it, Art? You know, is to, you know, have a program like this, you know, a very strong program that the franchisees can really benefit from.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Marty, you know, you said something earlier, you know, I was saying earlier about, you know, that nearly 10 years of restaurant ownership.
Mm-hmm.
There were months, Marty, and we were not a franchise. There
yeah.
were months, Marty, where I begged for somebody to send a royalty check to. Because I thought, man, if somebody could bring me some turnkey marketing programs, if somebody
exactly.
could bring me some training solutions that were already ready to go for the employees and how to hire them and who's the right person, how to recruit them, if somebody could bring me a process for creating more traffic at my restaurant or
right.
operational workflow and checklist. Marty, I believe, you know, and I've had people, you know, great people like, you know, Bud Hadfield, and I can, you
yeah.
know, go down the list of just the names of people that have, you know, are in my cell phone that I can call anytime. I mean, John Luther over at Dunkin' Brands and Jim Amos, who,
right.
you know, led mailboxes, et cetera, and you know
yeah.
all these names. I think they
oh, yeah.
I'm honored being on your show today just knowing those guys.
Thank you.
People like that are people that you've interviewed. But,
yes.
You know, franchising, I believe, is the greatest invention for small business ownership.
Yeah.
Because franchising doesn't change the fact that you're still a small business owner.
Exactly.
All franchising should do, I mean, my job as president of Alpha Graphics is to take people who have decided they want to be a small business owner and they want to do it in this arena of providing visual communication solutions, whether that's some document solutions or marketing solutions. But my job as president of Alpha Graphics is just simply to take the hurdles that may be 6 feet high if you're out there on your own trying to do it yourself, and let's take them down to 6 inches. The hurdles
yeah.
are still there. You're still going to have employee issues. You're still going to have operational issues. You still need to have somebody. You're still going to deal with your financials and your business. And I think sometimes prospective franchisees forget that. Yes. They forget that they're still they may possibly think the franchisor is going to take those problems away. And there are some that we do remove off the table, but for the most part, they're all still there. We just have systems and approach and coaching and support to help you manage that. And now it's a little speed bump in the road in the road instead of a climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising by Franchise Interviews. Take care.